朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我就想起我25年前在 Oklahoma 查经班的时候，有一天我带小朋友唱这条歌。
I remember about 25 years ago, I was leading a children's Sunday school, and I taught the kids this hymn.
我给他们在地上画了一个小小的范围，说这是我们在船上，我们一起划船。
And I draw a circle on the ground and say, "This is our boat, and we're all rowing a boat."
我叫他们一面滑一面告诉我他看到了什么。
And then I asked them, when they were rowing a boat, what they saw.
啊，有的就是螃蟹，螃蟹。
And then some say, oh, crabs, I saw crabs.
啊，有人说金鱼，什么什么，虾呀，鱼啊，
oh, whales,
反正什么东西都出来了。
Shrimp, whatever.
然后等到狂风暴雨来的时候。
And then when the storm came.
啊，他们都吓得不得了哈，我就装作狂风来了。
And then I pretend a storm came and they were all so scared.
但是我叫他们要好好唱这条歌。
And then I told them to sing this song well.
啊，没有想到今天早晨这个我们全教会大家一起唱，我很喜乐哈。
I'm so joyful to see our whole church sing the song together.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在我们整个人生的路上，我们常常会碰到风浪。
And in our life, journey, we often encounter storms.
那并不是像这些小朋友这么轻松的看到螃蟹、看到虾而已。
So we don't just see shrimps and crabs.
那很多的时候真的是狂风临到我们的身上。
A lot of times there are real storms.
所以当我们一个人当他要远行的时候，我们总是对他说一帆风顺，对不对？
That's why when we send someone off, we always wish them a smooth sailing.
我们为什么这么说呢？
Why do we say this?
因为中国人太知道这件事情了。
Because we Chinese know this well.
我们常常说天有不测风云，人有旦夕祸福。
There's a famous Chinese proverb saying that the weathers are predictable, so are our lives.
因为我们没有一个人知道我们明天会遭遇什么事情。
None of us know what will happen tomorrow.
从来没有一个人知道这架飞机会掉下来，他上飞机的。
No one actually knew the airplane would crash before they boarded.
从来没有人知道我今天出去会碰到车祸，我硬要开车出去的。
No one knew that they will come to car accident before they leave the house.
弟兄姊妹，当这个人生整个人生是一个天有不测。风云人有旦夕祸福的时候
So life is so unpredictable.
我们只能够祝福别人一帆风顺
All we can do is to wish other people have a good smooth sailing.
当他碰到困难碰到打击碰到挑战的时候
So when they encounter challenges or troubles.
我们就鼓励他说希望你能够乘风破浪
Then we wish that they can break the tide, the waves.
让风浪不能够阻扰你的前进
So that storms will not stop your journey.
那弟兄姊妹在我们这一生的路上
So in our life journey.
我相信照着我们目前的年纪来说我们多多少少都经过了一些风浪
I'm sure most of us have gone through some kind of storms.
我记得我从前跟你们讲过我很喜欢一幅图画就是一个这个年轻的舵手啊。
I probably share with you that I like this painting. There's this young sailor.
他整个手握着一个舵啊，船的舵。
He's holding the steering wheel in a ship on the ship.
那个背景是一个黑夜，然后狂风暴雨的黑夜。
And the background is a stormy night.
站在这个年轻舵手的后面呢
And behind this young sailor
是一位非常慈祥的仁慈我们的主耶稣一只手放在他肩膀上一只手在这里指点他
And it's our Lord Jesus He's very kind And he was putting one hand on his shoulder And the other hand showing him the direction
这是我还做小学生的时候我常常到我们家附近一个理发店他隔壁有一个卖画的店他就放在玻璃窗外面
And I saw this painting at a nearby shopnear my house when I was little. I often went to the store and then watched this painting.
那弟兄姊妹，这真的是我们人生的一个写照。
And this is the description of our life.
就是如果在这幅画的后面缺少了后面的仁慈的话。
If the Son of Man is missing in this painting.
那这就是一幅非常恐怖的一幅画。
And this picture is very scary.
可是在那个狂风暴雨甚至黑夜的里面
But even in a stormy night
那位创造宇宙的主宰那位慈祥爱我们的主亲自与这个少年人同在
The creator of the universe is with this young sailor
然后在这里指点他帮助他从这里面出来
And he's helping him and directing him to get out of the storm
那幅画我从小喜欢看然后也常常在我的脑中出现
So this picture remains in my mind often
那弟兄姊妹在我们人生的路上我们真的就是会碰到许多的风浪
In our life journey, we will encounter storms.
有的风浪来得那么突然，我们完全没有心理准备。
Some storms attack so suddenly that we're totally unprepared.
有时候一些风浪和困难，它是那么强烈，是完全超过了我们能力所能够应付的。
And some of them are so strong, it's beyond our ability to control or to manage.
所以在我们人的里面，常常就会产生一种恐惧。
Therefore, we have this fear in our
hearts. 我们怕这个不测风云什么时候临到我们。
Because we're afraid of unpredictables.
那有的时候在我们里面就会产生的一个困惑，就是神既然是爱，为什么要容许苦难临到我们？
Or we might be confused. If God is love, why does he allow storms and suffering?
那如果神是一个慈爱的神，他为什么容许恶人猖狂但是好人好像义人却受到苦害呢
If God is a loving God, why does he allow the wicked to prosper and yet the good man to suffer?
那就不管别人好了就管我们个人好了为什么我们会遭遇这些问题常常是我们心中的困惑
or to our individuals, why do we suffer? And these are all our questions.
我记得我讲约伯记的时候曾经引用 Chuck Swindoff 讲的一个比喻啊
I once mentioned,
一个故事真实的故事
I once mentioned a story when I was teaching the book of Job.
他说一个寡妇非常辛苦地把他的孩子养大了。
That there was a widow, she raised her children up.
那这个孩子大学毕业以后就跟他母亲说我要立志做一个宣教士我要到南美洲去宣教。
And her son told her, her son told the mother that, I'm going to be a missionary to South America after he graduated from college.
母亲虽然舍不得但是她仍然知道孩子爱主她就为他祝福送他成行
Even though the mother didn't want to see him go, but yet she blessed him.
当这个孩子从纽约坐飞机飞到迈阿密转飞机的时候
While the son was changing plane in Miami from New York.
他在候机室等飞机的时候，他就从旁边的报纸上撕了一块一个纸张，在上面给他妈妈写了一些问候的话、想念的话，然后把它寄出来。
While he was waiting for the plane, he tore up a piece of newspaper and wrote some notes to send to his mother.
就我们可以知道，这个孩子不仅仅爱主，他是一个孝顺的孩子。
So we know that this young man not only loved the Lord, he also loved his mother.
那信寄出来，他又上了飞机。
And then he aborted another plane.
没想到飞机出去了以后飞机就 crash 出事了全机全部罹难
And unfortunately the plane crashed and everyone died.
在纽约的他母亲收到这个消息的时候他简直是痛苦的不能接受
When his mother received this news, she could not accept it.
然后过了两天他接到他儿子从迈阿密机场寄来的信
And 2 days after that, she received a letter from her son sent from Miami airport.
她一面看那封信，她就一面痛哭，一面流泪。
And then she painfully wept when she saw the letter.
在她痛哭完的时候，她注意到那张广告纸上。
And then she noticed that piece of paper that her son wrote.
背后印了一个三个大字啊。
There was this ad on the back, and then three letters imprinted.
W-H-Y, why? 为什么？
W-H-Y, why? Why did this happen?
这个儿子撕下来的一个广告上正好有三个大字叫做 W-H-Y, 就是为什么。
And that's a piece of advertisement her son tore up, and it says why.
那个三个字正好成为那个母亲当时心中对神最大的一个问题。
And that was exactly the question the mother had for God, why?
我相信这三个字也是今天我们在座每一个人都可能问神的问题。
And this is also a question that we possibly ask God today.
为什么？
Why?
或是 why me? 为什么发生在我的身上呢？
Why me?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们常常在苦难、在风浪的里面，我们会问的一个问题。
This is a question we often ask when we suffer.
我们不仅仅害怕风浪临到我们。
Not only that, we're afraid of storms.
当风浪真临到我们的时候，我们里面就产生恐慌、产生困惑，甚至产生埋怨。
When they do come, we will have confusion and panic, even complain.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在看这件事的时候，今天早上这不是我的主题啊。
But this is not my theme today.
那我在约伯记里面已经花了很多的时间跟弟兄姊妹交通苦难的问题。
I spent a lot of time talking about suffering when I taught Job, the book of Job.
但是有两个点我需要在这里跟弟兄姊妹很简单的提一下。
Still, I'd like to remind brothers and sisters two points.
那第一件事情就是所有的苦难，不管疾病，不管死亡，不管这些凶杀、仇恨，全都是从撒旦来的。
First,All sufferings, whether it's murder or sickness, they all come from Satan.
从人类堕落之后，把自己的主权让给了撒旦以后，撒旦在人的中间可以兴风作浪，可以为所欲为。
After man fell, we gave the mastery, sovereignty to Satan, and then he can do whatever among men.
所以使徒约翰告诉我们说，整个世界现在是握在那个恶者的手下。
So Apostle John tells us that the whole world lies under the hand of the devil.
你知道什么叫做握在恶者的手下吗？
What does it mean that the whole world lies under the hand of the devil?
你有没有看过一只小兔子被一只母狼抓着，还在那里做最后的挣扎，在它的旁边？
Have you seen a rabbit being captured by a wolf and still trying to struggle?
有没有看过一只小羊羔握在母狮子的这个胸怀里面，它准备要吃它的那个样子？
Or have you seen a lamb that's about to be eaten by a lion?
在圣经上讲到，整个世界目前握在那个恶者的手下。
And the whole world lies under the hands of the devil.
而盗贼来，仇敌来，就是要偷窃，要杀害，要毁坏。
And the thief comes to steal, to destroy, and to kill.
所以今天基督徒也好，非基督徒也好，我们都在。好像在这个世界上，我们都活在这个世界上。
So whether Christians or non-Christians, we all live in this world.
我们都会遭遇风浪，都会碰到苦难。
And we will encounter storms and sufferings.
不要以为只有基督徒才有苦难。No, 世界上的人一样遭遇苦难。
Don't ever think that only Christians suffer. That's not true.
那也不要以为基督徒就没有苦难。
And don't ever think that Christians are free from troubles. That's not true either.
基督徒一样经历苦难。
Christians will suffer too.
我们一样会被裁员，一样会出车祸，一样会生病，一样会死亡。
We sure will go through layoffs, we will get sick, and we will have car accidents, and we will die.
但是最大的一个不同。
But the biggest difference.
就是所有神儿女们遭遇的风浪和苦难。都是经过神许可才可能临到。
That all the storms and sufferings that come upon God's children are permitted by God.
弟兄姊妹，这个不同是一个太大的不同。
And this is a huge difference.
这个不同是一件太重要的不同。
And this is a very important difference.
今天我们基督徒身上所有遭遇的苦难和风浪，如果没有神主权的许可，没有神美意的许可，他不可能临到我们。
That all the sufferings and storms that we encounter are permitted by God, otherwise they will not come.
所以这是我们里面最大的安慰啊。
And this is our greatest comfort.
就是所有临到我们的事情是经过了神的主权和美意过滤过的。
That everything that comes to our life are filtered by God's sovereignty and His good will.
所以当他真临到我们的时候
，So when they finally come to our life,
背后有神的美意在其中。
There's God'sGood intention behind it.
背后神也早给我们预备好所有的祝福，让我们可以胜过它。
And behind all these sufferings, God has prepared sufficient blessings that we will overcome them.
所以当我们基督徒来看苦难、看风浪的时候
，So when we view sufferings and storms,
我们跟世人有一个完全不同的角度来看它。
We shall see them from a different perspective.
但圣经也很清楚地告诉我们
，The Bible clearly tells us.
第一，神不甘心使人受苦。
First, God does not want us to suffer.
我等一下请你们背的哈，所以请你们专心听。
So I will ask you to memorize. So please pay attention.
一弟兄上次去乡下传福音的时候，他说小朋友原来以为有20分钟的 attention， 是不是啊
？Brother E said, at first, people thought children have 20 minutes of attention span.
他后来发现才有几分钟。
But then later on, he found out they only have two minutes.
两分钟啊。
Two minutes.
所以请你们专心听啊，第一件事情。
So first, number one thing,
圣经上告诉我们，神不甘心叫人受苦。
That God does not want man to suffer.
你们有带笔的话，请你写下来。今天早上杨俊弟兄交通福音，交通的太好了。
This morning, Brother June shared with us the gospel.
我希望弟兄姊妹如果可能的话，早上9:30都来。
I hope that you will come to attend Sunday school at 9:30.
那尤其我们现在整个教会说，我们要成为一个给的教会。
Especially if we want to be a church that gives.
我们要能够从 要做福音，要做宣教。
That we want to be evangelical, mission minded.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要先从本地的福音做起。
We have to start from local gospel.
如果我们在本地都不能好好传福音，我们出去不可能做一个好宣教士的。
If we cannot preach gospel locally, we cannot be a good missionary.
啊，所以今天早上讲这个如何做个人布道，讲得这么好，我算一算，我们到的不过大概30个人，太可惜了。
This morning we only had about 30 people attending Brother June's class.
我希望弟兄姊妹回去补听这个信息。
I hope you will listen to the tapes.
我们福音一定要从 local 开始。
The gospel has to start from local church.
那礼拜五聚完会的时候，有两个人私下跟我谈，或是做见证，提到教会现在要正在转型了。
That last Friday we shared that our church is being transformed.
我想我花一分钟纠正一下，我们没有要转型。
We're not changing our style.
有人问说我们要转型，要转型成为什么
？Some people ask me, so what are we changing to?
我们没有要转型，我们只是要变成一个更健康、更平衡的教会，就是。
We're not changing our style, but we just want to be more healthy and more balanced.
我们只是希望能够更多的来 fulfill 神给在福音上和宣教上给教会的使命。
We want to further fulfill the commission that God has given us in terms of gospel and mission.
那礼拜五我正好收到那个 Purpose Driven Church 的这个他们要办一个讲座，一个训练会。
Last Friday, I received this notice, a seminar notice, for a purpose-driven church.
他中间提起来，他说现在在北美，教会真正借着传福音而带下来的成长占几%，有没有人知道
？Do you know how much is the percentage of growth through gospel preaching in North America？
除了听过我讲答案的以外，其他人有没有任何人知道这个答案？
Do you know the number, the percentage of growth resulted in gospel?
How many percent? 10%? Okay. 那有没有人可以猜？照你的估计，现在在北美真正教会在成长的这个 percentage 占多少？
In North America, what's the percentage of growth resulted from local gospel outreach?
静宇好了，静宇很会分析 data。1%啊？你怎么知道的？You guess， 找对人了哈。
1%，
他说85%的教会目前没有成长。
Okay, the result is 85% of the church are not growing.
然后14%的教会的成长是因为 member transfer， 人家就是换教会换到你教会来的。
And then 14% of the churches they grow because of member transferring from other churches.
只有1%人数的增加是真正借着传福音来的。
And only 1% of the church growth is a result of gospel outreach.
弟兄姊妹，这是叫我们惭愧的事情。
And this is something for us to be ashamed about.
所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹，礼拜天早晨9:30就来接受福音的装备和训练。
So I encourage you to come to attend a Sunday school at 9:30 to be equipped.
好，我现在回到。哥哥刚刚为什么要讲杨军，因为他早上讲说你如果来参加聚会训练不做笔记的话，就像用竹篮子去打水一样。
Because Brother June shared this morning that if you come to the meeting but yet you do not take notes, it's like you're using a bamboo basket to fetch water.
可能回家就忘记了。
And you probably forget about it when you go home.
所以我现在讲第一件事情，神不甘心叫人受苦，这是在耶利米哀歌3:33，请你们回家看啊。
So the first thing I want you to take note is that God does not want us to suffer, and it's from Lamentations chapter 3 verse 30.
不要说受苦了，圣经上说他不甘心叫人受苦，也不甘心叫人忧愁。
Not only that he doesn't want us to suffer, he doesn't want us to worry.
这是神的心。
And this is God's heart.
所以耶利米书29章也说到神没有降灾的意念。
That's why in Jeremiah chapter 29, the Bible tells us that God does not want us to harm.
所以请弟兄姊妹一定要知道一件事情，灾难苦难临到我们不是从神来的。
So we have to be clear that sufferings do not come from God.
他从来不甘心叫我们受苦，甚至不甘心叫我们忧愁。
Because he does not want us to suffer nor to worry.
他只有一个赐平安的意念，他从来没有降灾祸的意念。
He only wants to give us peace. He never wants to harm us.
第二件事情。
And second thing.
当他真允许苦难临到我们的时候。
When he does permit and allow suffering to come.
他亲自陪着我们受苦。
He will go through it with us.
这是在以赛亚书63章第9节。
This is in Isaiah chapter 63.
说到他们在一切苦难中的时候，他也同受苦难。
That in all sufferings he bear them with it.
好，弟兄姊妹，这个常常安慰我们。
And this often comforts our heart.
不仅仅主都知道。
Not only that the Lord knows it all.
而且他陪着我们。
But he accompanies us.
就像我讲的这个少年的舵手。他在那么大的风浪的里面，主在他旁边。
Just like the young sailor, in all these dark storms, the Lord is with him.
第三个我们要知道的。
The third thing we need to know.
当那个受苦真临到我们的时候。
When the suffering does come to our life.
他不仅仅陪着我们。
Not only that the Lord accompanies us.
他赐下够用的恩典和力量来帮助我们。
He gives sufficient grace and power to help us.
更重要的事情，圣经上告诉我们，他亲身担当我们的忧患。背负我们的痛苦
and he will bear our sufferings and sorrow.
我想所有经过很深苦难的弟兄姊妹都可以见证这节经文。
I'm sure all of us who have gone through deep sufferings can testify to this verse.
很多时候那个痛苦大到一个地步，我们真的是自己没办法承受。
A lot of times the pain is so huge that it's beyond what we can bear.
突然加略山的救主向我们显现他的大爱。
And all of a sudden, the Savior from Calvary revealed to us His great love.
他用他钉痕的手，他用他流的宝血，向我们证明他何等的爱我们。
With the blood He shed and the nailed marked hands, He showed us how much He loves us.
我们可以把一切的重担都卸给他。
That we can cast all worries before Him.
不仅仅他顾念我们，他也亲自要来担负这一切。
Not only that He cares for us, but He will bear them with us.
第四件事，受苦对我们是有益的。
Fourth, suffering is beneficial for us.
既然这一切都是经过神的美意和他的主权过滤过的。
If these are all filtered by God's good will and sovereignty.
所以当这些苦难临到我们的时候。
So when sufferings do come,
背后有神非常特别的旨意和祝福要赐给我们。
There's a special will of God and special blessing that God has prepared behind all this.
就像我讲约伯记的时候。
Just like when I was teaching the book of Job.
我们平常讲到约伯记，就说约伯记是一本讲苦难的书。
We often say this is a book that talks about suffering.
可是我在讲约伯记的时候，我特别跟弟兄姊妹讲，约伯记是在讲一本荣耀的书。
But then I especially emphasized when I was teaching that this book talks about glory.
因为苦难不是神的目的。
Because suffering is not God's purpose.
荣耀才是神的目的。
But glory is God's purpose.
所以苦难不是约伯记的主题。
So suffering is not the main theme of the book of Job.
荣耀才是约伯记的主题。
But glory is the main theme of the book of Job.
十字架不是神的目的。
So the cross is not God's purpose.
基督才是神的目的。
But Christ is God's purpose.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个太大太大的不同啊。
And this is a vast difference.
所以很多人都在受苦。
Many people are suffering.
但是为什么有人在受苦的里面他的生命越来越丰富呢
But some, they have a richer and richer life through suffering.
那很多人在受苦的里面他里面不觉得苦他里面满了安息
But some will have immense peace through suffering.
那关键就在于我们对苦难是不是一个正确的认识
The key point is if we have correct knowledge of suffering.
那个关键是在于我们碰到风浪碰到苦难的时候我们是不是真得到了神要我们得到的
The key point is to obtain what God wants to us to obtain through suffering.
如果没有的话，那这个苦就是白白受苦啊。
If we do not obtain what God has prepared for us, we suffer in vain.
那如果得到的话
，But if we do lay hold of it,
像约伯记说，神说我必要把你带领出离这些患难。
Like in the book of Job, God says, "I will lead you through these sufferings."
把你带到宽阔不狭窄之地。
I will lead you to great and plain places.
摆在你席上的必有肥甘。
And there will be good portions on your table.
那弟兄姊妹，这是神在我们身上的心意啊。
And this is God's will for us.
所以我们现在在讲人生的风浪的时候。
Now when we talk about storms in our lives.
当这些风浪真临到我们。
When storms do come.
那我们现在主的面前要有这样子的信心。
We need to have this faith before the Lord.
那么风浪临到我们，它的意义和价值是什么呢
？So what's the significance and the value of storms to God's children?
我列了四个点，我今天讲前三个点。
I listed four, and then I will mention three today.
那如果时间不够，我就只讲两个点，反正下礼拜我可以再讲。
Or two, and then I will continue next week.
那第一件事情，风浪显明我们信心和生命的实情。
First, the storm reveals the true condition of our faith and our life.
我们都说我们是信神的人。
We all say we believe in God.
但是我们对神的信心到底到了什么程度
？But what's the measure of our faith?
不借的风浪是显明不出来的。
And only through storms it can be revealed.
所以圣经上讲过，信心必须经过试验。
And the Bible says that faith has to be proved, has to be tested.
啊，借着试验，它不仅仅被炼净了。
Through testing, not only that it's purified.
啊，更重要是借着试验就显出它的本质到底是什么。
Through testing, the nature of the faith is revealed.
啊，就像戴德森。牧师在训练年轻同工的时候，他就在桌上用力一拍，让水溅出来。
When Pastor Hudson Taylor was training young co-workers, and he would shake the table, and then the water would spill out of a cup.
他就告诉年轻的同工说：“你杯子里面装的是什么？当你受到环境刺激，溅发出来的就是什么。”
And then he would say, "Whatever is in the cup, that will be spilled out."
你里面如果是自私，充满了肉体，充满了各样的骄傲败坏，环境不过把你这个东西显出来就是了。
And if you're selfish and full of corruption, the environment will stimulate it, so it will be will shake it off, so that it will be spilled out.
你不要埋怨神说，神啊，为什么容许这件事情发生，让我脾气发得这么大
？Don't complain that God allows this to happen, so that you throw a temper tantrum.
风浪本身并没有把你的坏脾气制造出来。
The storm did not create your bad temper.
它不过把你里面的那个坏脾气，或把你的贪心，把你的自私给激发出来就是。
It but stimulate so that it's drawn out.
所以同样的，如果里面装的是主耶稣的生命、性情和柔美的话
，But if the vessel is filled with the glorious and beautiful nature of Jesus，
同样的风浪临到它，它溅发出来的是主耶稣的柔美。
And when storms comes, what's spilled out is the beauty of Jesus。
人在这里碰到的是主耶稣那个伟大的生命。
And people will encounter the great life of Jesus。
所以。当彼得在那里说主啊我就是为你殉道都可以的时候
So when Peter says Lord I can even die for you
那主耶稣也没有跟他多去争辩、啊、
The Lord did not argue with him
可是等到环境一出来的时候
But when the situation arises
彼得才发现原来他可以出卖他可以否认他所爱的耶稣
Then Peter realized he can even betray and disown the Lord that he loved
当保罗跟着将近300个人一起坐在船上要被押送到罗马去的路上
And on the way to Rome with 300 people on the ship
圣经上说突然有一个风从岛上下来抓住这个船
And then the Bible says a storm came to seize the ship
这个船再也不在人的控制里面任风飘去
So the ship was no longer under the control of men
弟兄姊妹有的时候我们就会碰到这样子的环境它完全超过我们所能控制的
Sometimes our circumstances are like this too It's totally out of control
而就在这样子的情形里面
And under such circumstances
不管船长不管罗马兵丁不管百夫长他们下的14天悬望忍饿没有吃东西
All the official rulers, the captains, and the soldiers, they were so scared they did not eat anything for 14 days.
但是保罗却有一个那么深的信心在他的里面。
But yet Paul had deep faith.
他说众位你们都可以放心。
He says, don't worry, take courage.
他说我相信我的神对我怎样说事情要怎样成就。
I have faith in God that things will happen according to what he told me.
他说你们中间任何一个人连一根头发都不会掉。
None of you, not even a single hair would be damaged.
啊，坐下来吃东西吧。
So please sit down and take some food.
弟兄姊妹，外面的风浪一模一样。
The storm is the same.
但是里面的人不一样。
But the nature, the life is different.
而风浪把人表现出来的情形就是完全不一样。
So the manifestations are different.
所以弟兄姊妹，信心，我们的信心如何，我们的生命如何，常常都需要借着风浪来显明。
Therefore, storms often reveal the true condition of our faith and our life.
那我们有的人天生就是操心病啊。
Some of us are born anxious.
我们自己平常不借着环境也不晓得。
And then without circumstances, we would not know.
那环境一来就发现，哎呦，原来我们是一个这么紧张的人。
But when circumstances come, then we will know we're so nervous.
啊，我们这么容易失眠，这么容易生气，这么容易啊嫉妒，我们都不知道的。
We easily lose sleep, we easily lose temper, and we are so jealous, and we don't know.
有人说这个要试试看你功夫如何，就是不断的去夸奖你的对手啊。
And then some say that in order to test your the best way is to compliment your rivalry.
就在你面前不断地夸你心中的对手。
Just keep praising your rivalry.
你发现人常常受不了了。
And then that's sometimes it's unbearable.
或是在你那么认真啊，那么好心的一个事情的里面，别人冤枉你，故意冤枉你，或是不小心冤枉你。
Or people wronged you or misunderstand your good intention.
就是我们里面很多时候就会发出一些我们不认识的东西。
And sometimes things will come out that we did not even know before.
所以当人不认识自己的时候。那因为听到听了很多，所以我们还会说，我虽然黑，却是秀美啊。
A lot of times we do not understand, truly know ourselves, and then, but because we heard a lot of messages, so we still think we are pretty good.
因为我们承认我自己黑，我是在主面前不配，但是我却还是觉得我很秀美。
So on one hand, we will acknowledge that we're not that good, but on the other hand, we still think we're pretty good.、Okay?
我们需要主在我们身上真正的来做工、啊。
So we need the Lord to truly work in our lives.
朋友。你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言，我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作帮助你不断在主里更新生命。